Proclamation number 6632 of 31st of August, 1956. God's care for souls beyond. Intercession. My merciful love applies to all my living creations and thus also to all souls in the kingdom of the beyond which still suffer from a lack of light. And since I myself am the light from eternity, I also don't want to leave my living creations in darkness, and every opportunity to give them light will be utilized. But everything has to take place in lawful order, and therefore the will, the desire for light, is first necessary in order to be able to supply them with light. But as on earth souls in the beyond often remain in a defensive position towards the truth for a very long time, only because my adversary has persuaded them that they themselves stand in truth. And just as on earth, problems are often debated in the beyond too, and many different opinions are represented. Although no longer with unclouded clarity because the thoughts of those souls often become confused, but for the most part they don't easily depart from their views. And if I want to help these souls to reach the light, the truth, I first have to put them into states of darkness so that they feel uncomfortable and start to think why they are no longer clear and able to think. I have to awaken in them the desire for light, only then can they be given light, even if only to a small degree at first. Believe me that I am constantly concerned about the souls in the beyond who can only not be given light because they resist it, but who could easily achieve it if only they would give up their resistance to the pure truth. And this is especially the case with souls who dealt with questions on earth which cannot be solved without the working of the Spirit, whose earthly existence was filled with brooding and intellectual work, with investigating their fellow human beings, who believed themselves capable of teaching and administered spiritual knowledge to their fellow human beings which was truly not to their advantage. Who are welcome tools for my adversary to cause ever more confusion amongst people and to deprive them of their childlike faith. But who nevertheless did not act with bad intentions but in their delusion alienated themselves from the one who alone is the source of truth. A very long time can pass until they have detached themselves from their wrong concepts, but they, too, are products of my love. My concern isn't changed for them too, and again I also open up opportunities for them to change their thinking, but still leaving them the freedom of their will in the beyond. But the desire for light will come if they have only once been touched by a spark of light. And my love and my mercy guarantee that sparks of light will flash upon them. You humans don't know the immense effect of my word's strength and effort, don't know about its redeeming power when it is lovingly offered to the being in the beyond. But the souls which once have gained access to the circle of light of my gifts of grace are saved for all eternity, for a word from me will no longer let them go, for they feel its strength and also the benefit of the spark of light which clarifies their thinking and gives them the impetus to seek the truth. Anyone who was once able to hear my voice through will long for it forever and his longing will be fulfilled. This is why there cannot be impenetrable darkness for a soul which is willing to listen to you if you want to bring my word to them. Yet you can achieve its entry into the circle of light through loving thoughts and prayer for these souls. The soul will comply with every such loving request, for it will not close itself off to love. And you can see from this that every individual person can achieve redemption if he lovingly takes care of those who have not attained light on earth, If he points out to them that they can still find what they lack on the other side, and if he recommends these souls to me myself, that I will have mercy on them. And for the sake of your love, I will also lead them to the light. Amen.